Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Reiki Radio. I am Yolanda, and if this is your first time joining, I am a Reiki teacher in San Diego, and I welcome you to the show. Reiki Radio airs every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for now, and the show is interactive, so please feel free to join. I see we already have a friend in the chat room. I want to say hello to you, and I see that some of you are already on the phone line, so hello to you and welcome. Just to get that out of the way, if you are listening on the computer, if you would like to call in, the number is 323-679-0953. If you want to share or talk or have any questions, you press the number 1, and that way I know that you want to talk. And if you are listening online and want to share not through the telephone, you can log in to the online chat room and join the conversation that way. So again, welcome. I am going to, you know, try to get to all of you today to do some readings. Today's show is all about using oracle cards to gain clarity in your life, and we will get to that in just a minute or so. I do want to first of all thank all of you for the emails that I have received. There are quite a number of you who have been emailing me more often, and I actually really enjoy that. I love connecting with you outside of the show and hearing your questions and getting your feedback. So for those of you who are new, or if you haven't reached out to me yet and would like to, you can always contact me through my website, which is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And I try my best to respond as soon as possible. I want to welcome November Gal. I am happy to see you here joining us today. Welcome. As I was saying, I have had the opportunity to get to know some of you a little more through the show, and even outside of the show, I've had the opportunity to do readings for some of you outside of the show, and I'm really happy about that. Today is actually the 72nd show of Reiki Radio, and I can't believe we've done that many episodes. But anyway, I just wanted to take a minute and have everyone check in with themselves. How are you feeling today? I know that a lot of people are feeling a lot better, and some people are feeling kind of a little strange still, because we're coming out of that Mercury retrograde energy. We actually, that started happening on the 2nd of this month, but a lot of people are still feeling the effects. So if you are, don't worry, you are stretching and growing and shifting, and things will get better soon. If you were stuck, now is the time where you will start to get into motion. And if you are already in motion, now is the time that you may feel compelled to do things differently. And that's the beauty of life. We change and we grow, and these energies, even if we're feeling stuck or things are a little tough, it's not going to stay that way forever. With that in mind, one of the things I wanted to remind everyone of today is to really acknowledge the beauty of life and acknowledge the beauty of each day, the gifts of each day. There's two reasons for that. One, of course, it'll help you to feel more gratitude, but it also helps you to stay in a place of feeling more joy and more appreciation. So even if it's something like just acknowledging the weather that you're having, or if you had lunch that you really enjoyed today, or maybe you enjoyed your shower, whatever it was, just acknowledge the things that you do enjoy each day. And when we create a practice like this, it really helps us to bounce back from situations that may be tough, and it also helps us with our perspective. And then finally, we want to acknowledge each other. When we interact with each other, and I've noticed this, you know, for a while now, a lot of times we don't look at each other anymore. We're so caught up in our cell phones and whatever it is that we're doing, we're distracted and we don't engage with each other when we're communicating. I actually did an entire show about that. So I just want to remind everyone to really connect and allow yourself to see the beauty in someone else when you're exchanging, and allow them to really see you. So put the cell phone down, really connect and exchange on a soul level. It'll change the way that you exchange. So I want to say hi to Sunrise. I see you just joined us in the chat room. Hello to you. I hope you're having a great day. And as I mentioned, today is all about using oracle cards to gain clarity. If you have your own deck, I would say to grab it, because we are going to play a little bit later in the call or in the show. So if you have a deck of your own cards, go ahead and grab them. The reason that I wanted to do this show is because oracle cards really have been a big part of my spiritual journey and my growth. I initially was drawn to them because I wanted to find a way to strengthen my intuition. And with that, I trained with internationally recognized psychics and intuitives, and I even became a certified oracle card reader with two of them. And, you know, I've trained with mediums and all kinds of healers of various modalities in addition to Reiki. And what I learned through all of it is that we are all intuitive. It's one of our senses, and it's really just our interpretation of the energy that's moving all around us. And we just have to learn how to use that muscle or use that sense. If any of you have ever seen the movie I Am, it was one of my favorite movies. But in that movie, they even show how science is now proving that we are all very intuitive. So anyway, as I mentioned before, I have had the chance to get to know some of you, and I've even had the opportunity to do some readings for some of you. Some I've done on the show and some I've done privately. And while it is an honor for me to do it for you, I really want you to know that you can learn to do this for yourself, and you can learn to read for your friends and family, or you can provide readings as a service, or just do it for yourself. You don't have to be psychic, but, you know, you are intuitive. Just know that you are. And it really helps you to understand the complications of your circumstances. I mean, that's usually why we want to have our cards read, right? There's something going on in our life. We want clarity. We want direction. We don't understand it. We just want to know what's really happening. Sometimes it's just for validation. But whatever it is, we can use the cards to help us gain clarity. And the oracle cards really act as guides. You know, they help us view things from a space of neutrality. It helps us to move out of our ego and move out of our story that we create, or the things we want to cling to. It just really helps us to illuminate whatever the real energy may be around the situation for us. And through all of that, I say that oracle cards have been a huge part of my personal spiritual journey and path, because I learned a lot about myself through the use of oracle cards. So as I was learning different energetic techniques, and my life was changing, and, you know, just every aspect of my life began to change, I used the oracle cards a lot to really connect with what was going on around me and what some blocks were, and just to gain clarity about forward movement. So anyway, what I want you to do today is really consider your burning question. Like, what is one of the questions you've been asking yourself over and over again because you don't trust your inner guidance yet? Actually, those of you in the chat room, if you want to go ahead and already you can type in any questions that you may have or something that you've been trying to work out for yourself. I will try to get to you. And those of you on the phone line, I will try to get to you as well. I see there's quite a few of you on the phone line, so I will try to get to you on the order that you called in. But actually, I want to let you know, if you are in San Diego, I am going to teach the techniques that I've learned over the years. I'm offering a 4-week intensive, which begins on July 27th. And in the end of that, you will become a certified Oracle card reader. And anyone can get a deck of cards and you can read the words that are on the cards. A lot of times they'll have key words so you know what the cards represent. But I'm going to teach you how to read the energy of the cards so that you become a true reader. And that's what I want you to do today. So again, if you have a deck, go ahead and grab it, and we're going to play with that. Some of the things I want you to learn are, you know, ways that you can use the cards to change your life and how you perceive your life and how you grow and how you live. And ultimately, you just deepen your understanding and awareness of yourself and other people if you choose to do it for other people. And this particular course, since it's the first time I'm offering it, it is only in San Diego. But for those of you that I communicate with or, you know, join the show often, if you're not in San Diego and you'd be interested in a similar course where we meet through a webinar, let me know. If there's enough interest, I will definitely schedule that for you as well. But for those of you here, again, you can sign up for the course or just get more information by signing up for my newsletter. And my newsletter you can get at yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. So now I want to play with the cards really quickly before pulling some cards for you. And I just want to check in the chat room. We have a question. Will I be moving this year to a townhouse or staying at the home that I'm at now? And I see some more of you are typing in questions. Okay, so before we get into me pulling your cards, grab your deck if you have one. And what I want you to do is hold the cards in your hand, first of all, and really ground your energy. So take a few deep breaths and release any energy that you may be holding on to. So as you exhale, let go of anything you did earlier today, and then inhale and bring in some new life force energy. And then exhale again, just to release and let your shoulders fall. And I want you to really have an awareness of being present in your body. And even if you don't have a deck of cards, you can do this. Just have an awareness of being present in your body and just breathe in that space for a moment. And now I want you to think about your burning question. What is it that you want to know? Is it about your career? Is it about your relationship? Is it about what to do next in life? Just think about that. And as you hold that thought, I want you to just really quickly notice where you feel that energy in your body, if you're holding on to that anywhere in your body, and what it feels like. And now I want you to have the intention of stepping out of your ego, stepping out of your story, and just really being clear to receive information in the highest and best way for you, and start shuffling your cards as you think about your question. Now, I want you to pull three cards. The first card is going to be for the energy around your situation. And then I want you to pull a card for whatever the obstacle may be for you. And then finally, your third card will be your option to move forward. Now, when you look at the cards, what you want to do initially is notice what stands out to you right away. It doesn't matter which position the card is in, just whatever captures your attention first. And then you really want to connect with the energy of the card. Again, your cards may have words on them, and you may see what the card is about, but what do the cards feel like to you? What are you sensing or getting from these three cards that you've laid out? What do you see? What images jump out to you? Or maybe you're clairaudient. Maybe you're hearing messages come through to you as you're looking at these cards. Whatever it is, trust it. Now, again, keep in mind that your first card is the energy around the situation. The second card is the obstacle. And then the third card is your option to move forward. So as you're looking at these cards, you're really allowing your story to unfold for you. Right? What does it all mean? How does it tie together? Now, one thing I want to tell you really quickly is if you do a reading for another person, you want to make sure that you get out of your story, especially if it's somebody that you know. You want to step out of what you think you know about them and really trust what you see in the cards. Okay? So, anyway, I just wanted to share that with you for you to play around with the cards yourself if you have some. And if you don't, you can get some and listen to the show again and start playing with them. I am going to start pulling some cards for you all listening now. I do see that there's a question in the chat room.
1 second.
I dropped my cards. Sorry, I dropped my cards. Let's see. The question in the chat room is from Buvor. I think that's how you say your name. Burning question. How do I find more local people like me, budding intuitive healer? Okay. It's interesting. I actually get this question from people a lot. One thing I know a lot of people do is they look on Meetup. There's a site called meetup.com. Let me type that in the chat room for you in case you can't tell what I'm saying. And you can put in whatever your interest is on this website, and they'll show you in your area if people are having gatherings for whatever topic it is that you want to meet up about. Other than that, if you have any local magazines or publications that are marketed towards energy healers or intuitives, you can look at that or just Google it. Google the area that you live in and put in intuitives or healers and see what comes up. That would be the best way that I would recommend, or, you know, that I've done even myself. So let me pull some cards for you now. Let's see. So Lexi, we have, will I be moving this year to a townhouse or staying at the home that I'm at now? Now, this is a really interesting question. One of the things that I'll do, especially because I'm not talking with you directly, and I like to be able to talk with people directly when I'm doing full readings, especially something like that, what I'm going to do is pull two cards with you, for you, and look at the energy for going either way. So we'll see what that's like. We'll just see what comes up for you. 1 second. And then November Gal, I see that you also have a question about becoming debt-free, and I'll pull cards for you in just 1 second. Okay, so for Lexi, the two cards I pulled for you, one was impatience and one is being impartial. One thing I wanted to ask you really quickly, if you could put it in the chat room, is, hold on. I want to know if this is has anything to do with moving for someone else or moving with someone else, if there's anything around that. If you could just type that in. Okay, perfect. I'm going to pull some more right here for you. Okay, so I pulled some cards with on the first half of the question, which was about the townhouse. And the two cards that came up for that were impatience and the rejection card. So there's two things around that energy. One is about not jumping the gun with things. Other people are typing, I'm sorry. So one of the things with that is you really want to make sure that you do something that feels right for you, not jump the gun or not do something out of a space of being impatient or not doing something because you're afraid you may lose something else. That energy that's coming around that with the rejection card is not so much about you being rejected, but not feeling like you're losing out on something or not making a decision around feeling a fear of losing something or even if it's the deal itself. As far as staying in the house, I pulled cards for that side as well. And the first card with that was being impartial. With that, it's kind of like I'm getting a feeling of weighing the options with this, like what the pros and cons would be for you. But what's interesting is the second card that I pulled for that was a card of joy and freedom, almost like I'm getting a sense of more expansiveness. And then looking back at the cards for the townhouse again and having that energy of not wanting to be impatient or telling you not to be impatient or not acting out of fear or a fear of being rejected or losing something. So this is hard without talking to you because there are some questions that I want to ask you about this, but I will leave these cards out for you. I'm going to try to hop over really quickly to November Gal, and then I will get back to pulling some cards for you if you want to type in some more information about that. So one second. November Gal, what do you need to do to become debt-free and financially stable again? Okay, let's see. To do this on the show because I don't want to rush through it, but I want to make sure I get through your questions, everyone who's waiting. So November Gal, I'm going to do a three-card spread like the one I told you to play with and practice with. So first I want to look at the energy around the situation for you. And then I want to look at a card for an obstacle for you. And then finally, answering a question, a way to move forward. Okay, so the first card I pulled for you was the energy around the situation, and the card that came up is this card of release. Obviously, this is something that you want to let go of, but what's coming up is, sometimes when we have so much focus on something, the way that we carry it, it's like we're holding on to it instead of releasing it. So what I'm getting about this for you is we really want to create a plan around this so you're not holding on to it. It's like even though you may be telling yourself it's something that you want to let go of, it's actually something that you may be clinging to because of how you are holding that energy. Let's say it that way. For the next card for you of what the obstacle may be, the card I pulled for you is the quest card. And this card is really about the path that you're looking for, the answers that you're looking for really being at your feet. So, but what I'm getting for you is that there's actually something that you can do that maybe you're just not, I don't want to say you haven't committed to, but it's really something I'm getting for you to, like, not, I don't want to say cut corners, but really, really kind of be more rigid with yourself. I want to say be more structured with your planning, your financial planning for yourself, and maybe really holding yourself accountable to that. We'll say it that way. As far as the moving forward, the card that came up is the Mysticism card, which is really about you feeling like you don't know what to do. But I'm going to pull another card about that because that doesn't help you too much. Okay, I have the Isolation card. Okay, so part of this is what I'm getting is that sometimes we have to step outside of ourselves, even if that means asking for help. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to ask for it in a monetary sense. It could be asking for help. There may be someone in your life that is very good at doing financial planning, or someone in your life who has gone through this and will know exactly how to guide you through it. So the two things that I want to tell you to really take away from this, and actually that makes sense about the second card I pulled for you about the decisions or your choices for this really being at your feet. The two things I want to tell you about this is really kind of letting go of the angst or fear that may be around wanting to get let go of this, because that will actually hold you deeper into it instead of allowing you to release it, and really connecting with someone around you who may be able to help you through it, and possibly in a way that you haven't even considered. Because a lot of times when we think of we need help with a situation, we think that it is just, you know, very literal, like I want to get out of debt, so maybe the only way to help me is if someone loaned me some money. Well, that isn't necessarily your only option. So what I want you to do is really connect with yourself and think about who around you may be able to give you some guidance with that. And you and I do communicate offline, so definitely email me about this, and we can even do a more thorough reading for you outside of the show. Lexi, let's see, you said, I am so right on. I've been weighing the options of should I or not. I think financially is the fear of making the right decision. Love your show and how you're explaining everything. A good learning experience. You are very welcome, Lexi. And, you know, going back to your reading really quickly, it is so interesting that we do either act out of fear or we pause out of fear in so many choices that we make in life. So one of the things I would tell you, even outside of, you know, pulling cards for you on this, is just about connecting with yourself, even in something like a meditation, and really feeling connecting to the energy of this decision for yourself. Like, why do I want to move? What are the benefits for me in moving? And what is that fear really about? Is it a fear of, like, the commitment of signing a contract? Is it because you may be putting yourself in a position where you're spending so much that your money becomes tighter than you're used to doing, like as far as your budgeting? Just see what that energy feels like for you so you can really get to the heart of it and decide what you can release for yourself, or what, you know, however that works out. I just saw that you said yes, all of that. Okay, perfect. And November Gal, you said the cards made more sense than yours did. Thanks. You're very welcome. And I hope to hear from you soon. I do have one caller on hold, and even though we're almost done with the show, I do want to try to connect with the caller to see if they had a question. We only have 1 minute left, though. Let's see. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Did you have a question?
Yeah, it's a quick question on love.
Oh, okay.
Somebody I've met through work, a new person, do you see love potential there?
Uh-huh. So you want to know if there's any love potential there?
Yeah, is it mutual? Should I pursue it?
Oh,
or?
I see. Okay. What is your name?
My name's Tara.
Okay, Tara, 1 second. Let me just pull some cards for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the 3-card spread for you as well. So I'm going to pull a card about the energy around that situation. And then I'm going to even pull a card about what may be like an obstacle for you and like the love arena, because we all have our stuff, you know. And then I'm going to pull a card about just like moving through that energy. So let's just see what comes up all together. Okay, so the cards are so funny. I love how sometimes they are so literal to what it is that we're asking. So the very first card that I pulled for you is the rejection card, a card that we pulled for someone else. But in this case, the energy around this situation is like a fear of being rejected, like, you know, having this attraction for someone and not knowing if they feel the same. But the second card that I pulled for you about the energy of what an obstacle may be with love for you or in that arena, the card is dissipating. And that card is really about sometimes we have an idea of what we want, but we will think ourselves out of it, or we keep talking about it, but we don't do anything about it. You know what I mean? And then the card for moving forward is the expansion card. And that card is really about allowing yourself to step outside. Well, in your case, the card is about stepping outside of yourself and allowing yourself to do something differently. But what I'm also getting with this energy is, of course, you know, being in the work environment, sometimes we want to be careful with that because of how things play out and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I actually want to pull some more cards for you about this. 1 second. Are you recently out of a relationship?
Yeah, I am actually.
Okay, yeah, because the next card I pulled for you is the completion card. And what I'm getting from that is that there's still some energy that you haven't let go of in that other situation yet. But also with that, in that relationship, did you, how do I say this, did you give a lot of yourself in that relationship that you ended up being maybe resentful for in the end of it all, or having some regret of maybe giving
more
too
than
much?
I got back.
Right. Okay. Because the second card that I pulled, is all about that. But the third card for you in resolving that energy is really, it's the card of enlightenment. But what it's about is about really connecting with you. So what I would say is that this reading isn't so much about like whether or not you should pursue this person at work, but really about healing the energy of what you just got out of. So I would really say it's more about connecting with you and healing that energy, like if there is some regret or whatever it is that you felt you gave more of yourself of, you want to work on that first and kind of even forgiving yourself for, you know, because sometimes we are upset with ourselves for giving too much and it's not just about us forgiving the other person, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So really I would say to work out some of that energy before even, you know, it's not even about the person at work. Just work on you right now. Like, this is a good space for you to work on you. And going back to the expansion card, I'm being drawn back to that one, is then things will really open up to where you'll have, like, more choices and you'll feel more free and you'll feel more confident about the choices that you're making as far as relationships go. And when you're working on this energy, it'll help you get out of that pattern if you have a pattern of always giving more of yourself than the other person or feeling that way. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to take the energy of your old relationship into the new one and then have the same thing just happen all over again.
Yeah.
So does that help you?
Uh-huh, that's right on.
Okay, good. Good. Well, I'm so glad that I got to speak with you. And we are out of time
really
for today.
Really enjoyed your
show. Oh, good. Thank you. Well, I'm so glad that you enjoy the show. It's why I do it. I wish I could
thank
do the
so
show
much.
Every day. You're welcome, doll. Have a good day. And for the rest of you, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm always so thankful to have you all join the show. As always, you know, you can reach me through my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. You can send me show ideas, your feedback, just share, say hi, whatever it is that you'd like. I want to thank you for those of you who come and join me every week, like November Gal and Sunrise in the chat room. Thank you for showing up. And Lexi, you are so welcome. Blessings to you as well. Thank you for joining us in the chat room today. And for those of you still waiting on the phone line, I'm sorry that I can't get your calls today, but if you call back next week, hopefully we can get to you. And our show next week is about being worthy of love. However, I will still pull some cards next week as well. So have a great day, everyone, and remember to always journey in love.